Wow. You know, the same thing I told Coach walking in, when you watch the small things that we had to, you know, just kind of go through the game as the game progressed and things like that. But just the way that we bounced back and Joe kind of got into a rhythm and always kept the defense off balance. But we've, you know, practiced against this offense all off season. And so to see it now, you know, when everything is real, I think you have to take your hats off to how hard we worked as a team.
Ray, and given the weight, given your lightness, do you feel like you're faster in pursuit, especially going full speed tonight for the first time?
You know what? I think anybody does. You know, if you shed, you know, however much weight that just naturally came off, you know, through just rigorous training and, you know, possibly eating and things like that. But, you know, you just kind of feel better. You just feel totally better. And, you know, for me, like I said, the game is kind of changing. And so why not change with the game? You know, there's no more leads and, you know, 45 times running the ball. Everybody wants to throw the ball now. You know, so now you adjust with the game and everything is sideline to sideline running. So I just kind of adapted to it a little bit. I didn't change much because what I really do, I do it for a lifestyle. You know, I just eat a certain way because I want to be healthy and things. But it helps because my job is this. So, absolutely, it helps.
Yeah. How much does the offense doing what it did, kind of putting the Bengals, you know, behind, help you as a defense?
I think any time that somebody has to play from behind against us, from the history that we've had around here, it's hard. It's hard because you know, there will be some plays. Like, we didn't play perfect tonight as a defense. There are things that we have to correct ourselves. But anytime someone has to play from a lead, and definitely at home here, that's going to be rough. It's going to be real rough for people. And it's kind of always been that way.
Hey, Ray, do you think the rest of the league's ready for Flacco and this no huddle thing?
We'll see. We'll see. You don't jump ahead of nothing. We got one victory. You know, and like I always tell the guys when I yelled in there, 24-hour rule. You know, celebrate this one for 24 hours, then we're back to work. And but I think they do have to deal with it one way or another. When you have that many weapons and a quarterback that's, trust me, I'm pro Joe, you know, because Joe has proved himself in and out. You know, Joe took us to the playoffs every year, you know, that he's been here. And that's an accomplishment within itself because nobody's ever done that. So to get it from that standpoint, I mean, I'm definitely excited to see it.
Is this the offense you've been waiting all these years for?
I've been here a long time. you can finish that off for me.
Hey, Ray, we're concerned about the defense. You and Ed are getting up in age. Terrell Suggs is injured. Yeah. Jared Johnson, others are left. But what do you think your statement was tonight?
I think it's simple. You know, we do respect that, you know, there are people that have jobs and, you know, want to talk about whatever. But when we step on the football field, you know, we're a totally different breed. You know, and everybody knows that. And we have a – can you place a Terrell Suggs? Absolutely not. You know, you don't even look to replace a Terrell Suggs. But can you get a young Paul Kruger to plan better? Can you get a younger Upshaw to start picking up his level of play? Absolutely. And that's what we did tonight. So for us to keep adding those pieces, and, you know, and me and Ed is honestly – I mean, I think one of the greatest things – I have to compliment Ed because one of the greatest things I've had – the pleasure to do is play with two of the greatest safeties and defensive backs that I've ever seen play, and that's Rod Woodson and Ed Reed. You know, and that alone, you know, people talk about Ed's age and people talk about my age, but our numbers speak for themselves, man, when we talk about where we will be when this game is over individually and as a defense.
Hey, Ray, you mentioned the 24-hour rule, and Harbaugh talked about how you guys have had these big division wins to open the season and then a loss. Mm-hmm. How do you try to reconcile that this time?
No, you just come back to practice and get ready for work. That's it. You don't, you know, just the same thing we just said when we was out there, you know, saying that to coach when I was walking up to him. You know, you go through your ups and downs, whatever they may be, but you have a totally different ball club right now. You know, we're a totally different team than we was last year, a year before that. And I think we have the guys who understand that. We know what we're trying to get done. And we also know how crucial it is for every game to be that next game. That's why we're just going one at a time. So definitely we'll be ready to play next week.
Ray, Greenell's had some success in the first half. you feel like you tighten things up there and that kind of puts you on that drive? Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, we didn't play perfectly as a defense. So, and there are people in different places. So, we're working our kinks out just like everybody else is working their kinks out. But I think when it got to where we needed to make plays, we made the plays we were supposed to make. And that's a credit to us making adjustments, Dean coming in at halftime. And say either just make the play or just don't get pushed out of the way. Yeah.
And I was surprised that Ed Reed surpassed, you know, Rod Woodson's record.
Am I surprised?
At all surprised by that?
No. Like I said, I think it's one of the greatest, for me, personally now, because I'm close friends with both of those guys. I've witnessed it on both sides to see Rod Woodson pick him off and run and chase behind him, and now I'm running behind Ed when he pick him off. And I just think it's poetry. It's poetry to see those guys do what they do.
All right.
Good. Thank you.